So these are some things that are really important to me in order to support language learners. Believe, and all of these are have like perforated edges to like show the inherent like transparency that is necessary when being like a teacher and also a teacher of English language learners. So like these aren't just things that are like, ooh, in my head, like how do I do this? I'm like, I feel like it's really important for teachers to literally say these things. Like, yeah, I believe my students are capable with the support. Like just saying, I believe in you. Like that's being transparent with, like that's my philosophy. Languages are in constant flux, as are the heterogeneous groups that speak them. So that's inherent, that is necessary for teaching language learners to believe that and to know that. If you think that language is fixed, if you think that the people who speak the languages are fixed, you can't possibly teach English language learners. Recognizing the importance of languages in my own culture. So having like a self-reflective practice, having some like reflexivity when I'm speaking my own language is necessary for teaching other people who are learning language. Knowing the words that matter to me and teaching quality words. So like, again, the part of that like self-reflective practice, not like teaching words that don't mean anything to me, because otherwise they won't mean anything to my students. Sort of to go with like Drew said something. You were talking about that. I don't remember it. But I remember feeling like, yes, connect. we were talking about listening a little bit a second ago, but like listening as a way of language so then when you are teaching, the content is relatable and comprehensible. What's that phrase you were talking about a couple weeks ago, like comprehensibility or whatever?
Comprehensible input.
Comprehensible input, exactly. So that, like, and that can only come if we're listening, like, really, not just listening to act, but, like, listening just to listen and, like, hold it. Understanding that language is a process, there isn't an end. Not just, like, learning language, but literally, like, speaking language, the words we choose. Like, this has actually been a very, like, pertinent topic, like, in my brain today and yesterday, like, how much words are important to me. Like, I just keep on getting, like, stuck in, like, weird conflicts with people where I just realize that, like, the language that we, like, people who are from, like, very similar backgrounds to me, but just, like, the words we choose, and I'm just totally, anyway, language is a process. Believing that the zone of proximal development is only as expansive and growing as the support that is given. It's necessary for teachers to understand that the growth is only as much as that you put in. That's sort of like with everything in life. Like you're only going to get the energy to receive. You're only going to see the growth that you put into it. You know what I mean? All has to balance each other out. Learning together. Learning is better together. You have to believe that if you're going to teach English language learners.